brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Almost late getting on air a moment ago because I had this impromptu idea about 3-4 minutes ago to do a skit. To do a skit in the next week, a comedy skit. But the more I think about it, it is probably not a good idea because the media takes it out of context. But I want to have some fun at the same time. I don't want to all just be gloom and doom. And I want to illustrate the absurdity of political correctness by being absurd. Obviously, Egypt is melting down by globalist design. We predicted it 3 years ago when they kicked Hosni Mubarak out because it's part of a Pentagon plan that has been on paper for decades. We're going to be breaking that down. We're going to get into more of the fake terror alerts that are coming out and just the incredible police state that we have in this country. Mother threatened for feeding baby goat's milk instead of GMO soy formula. By the way, in Western and also Eastern medicine for thousands of years, if a mother cannot produce milk or the baby is allergic to her milk, you give them goat is about the best you can get unless you can get donkey, jackass milk. I guess it wouldn't be a jackass, it'd be a jenny. That's what they call a female donkey, right? A female mule is a jenny. What is a female donkey? We'll figure out that in a minute. The point is I've just read that in medical literature that a female donkey is reportedly, in some cases, better than human milk for a human. I mean, obviously, original human milk has all the immunities that the woman has in her colostrum the first few months, especially the first few weeks, passed on to the baby. So I know that's a conspiracy theory that women have mammary glands to feed their young and, you know, that all mammals have hair and feed their young through mammary glands. I know scientific terms are racist. I get it. Knowledge is racist. Not agreeing with the corrupt government is racist. Not agreeing with the flavor of ice cream is racist. Having any opinion is racist. But I'm just going to get this out of the way right now and then come back into the serious news. I saw these articles the last few days and hadn't mentioned it, but I noticed that some of the White House manipulated groups out there have been bashing me because in the past I've mentioned that I think it's wrong that they are trying to put men in women's sports because they say they're transgendered and that it's obviously a way to cheat sports. And the Olympic Committee says the same thing. But they say that I'm against transgendered people. No, I really could care less. I understand it's about a big pity party and you're supposed to get all this attention and I'm supposed to hate you and then that makes what you do more fun. No, that's not what's going on here. But I just thought about it. Should I get a big polka-dotted moo-moo, put a blonde wig on, a fake mustache to make it funnier, smoke a big cigar, and call Leanne McAdoo in here and say, look, I'm transgendered. I'm going to arm wrestle you and have a big, you know, betting around the office. And if people don't bet for her, they're against women, because that's bigoted to say that a man's going to beat a woman. And then I'm going to arm wrestle her as a woman and beat her. Like Andy Kaufman, who would do those stunts wrestling women, and people hated him for it. Why didn't Andy Kaufman just wear a wig and say he was transgender? Then it would have been okay. Hey, Mike Tyson could go into women's boxing, and he could put a wig on and smoke a cigar. And that's the end of it. I mean, you know, why? I mean, you know what? I think I'm going to go out for the Olympic, how about curling or something? And I'm going to go out and go against a weight division lower than me, too, of women. And then just, and that's it. As long as I wear a wig, say I'm a woman, that's the end of it. People go, oh, you're being mean to people that say they think they're a woman. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, this famous African runner that was beating all the women, it turned out he had huevos. He had testosterone. He was obvious. Everybody said, that's a man. They said, how dare you, bigot? The guy's got six packs and looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Either that or he's juicing. And, of course, it turned out it was a man. Okay, I mean, that's all I'm saying here.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is already Friday, the 16th day of August, 2013. We're here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Back Sundays with a live transmission. I'll be live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time as well. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Well, let me just get into the news right now, at least the headlines, as best I can. And then we're going to break down who's coming up. We're popping in at the bottom of the hour. We have James Neighbors and Dallas Thurman. They're launching, a national program to have people show up on overpasses across the nation, calling for the impeachment of Obama for his violations of the Second Amendment and the Fourth Amendment with the NSA. Kevin Booth, who is exclusively allowing us to distribute on DVD, it's about to air on cable next month. His new film, American Drug War II, that's even better than the first, that's award-winning. Wall Street Journal calls it a game changer. I mean, it's an amazingly powerful film. Gets into the CPS, the drugging of kids, big pharma, how they're persecuting people, taking their kids if they smoke marijuana. That is all coming up in the second hour with my old friend Kevin Booth. And then I'm going to see if I can get Mike Adams on. He's broken some big news about more Gellin-style fibers, in his words. In a food lab they basically set up. They've done a lot of testing in the past through other companies, but they're doing it now, of bizarre hair-like fibers in the McImaginary chicken. So the McWeenus chicken or whatever you want to call it. So I guess that's the... Never mind. The point is that we'll see if we can get him to pop in as well. That news is up on InfoWars.com right now on the Nuggets from NaturalNews.com. Wow, where to start here? This is the type of videos and news articles I have. SWAT team ties up students, blows out tires during bus hijacking drill. And like many of the drills, many of the children were not warned of what was going to happen. So just absolute terrorizing. Again, Chicken McNuggets contains strange fibers, microscopic forensic investigation by the health ranger. Ron Paul says the drug companies and insurance companies are the ones who hate who write the laws, like the health care law. I had a Freudian slip. I was going to say who hate us. I have Freudian slips all the time. It's like I'll call Obama Hitler and then I do it. Again, Ron Paul, the drug companies and the insurance companies are the ones who write these laws. He breaks down the truth. I mean, that's not a joke. I mean, that's not even our opinion. It's I know it sounds crazy because Obama's like, we're going to get the insurance companies and the rich guys and the rich people with this health care law. Communism. Forward. Socialist soldiers. You know, using terms like forward. MSNBC, your kids belong to the state. No, your kids belong to the foreign corporations that are above the law and tax exempt. 95-year-old vet died after resisting medical treatment. Tased and shot with beanbags by cops. And of course, this happened a few weeks ago, but now it's back in the news that specifically he was killed for refusing the medical treatment. And we're also going to get into some other very important news, obviously, geopolitically, dealing with what's happening over in Egypt in just a moment. Some of the big news up on InfoWars.com right now, U.S. Army buys nearly 600,000 Soviet AK-47 magazines. Now, this is one of the least expensive, most readily available, well-functioning guns that the American Patriot has gotten. Because the AK-47 and its variants are made in over 100 countries. It's a 1940s design based off a German design partially, but perfected by the Russians, by Kalashnikov. It is the most famous gun probably in history. And I own like five of them myself. Just I've shot deer, wild hogs with them at hundreds of yards, open sights. They're just amazing little firearms. They've really been perfecting the M4. I didn't used to like the M4, but now I like it. It works pretty good, but I don't know which rifle's, you know, my favorite. But for the cost, a AK-47 is the gun, in my humble opinion. And the 7.6239 round that it fires. You could buy these 20 years ago from Norinco for $100, and I've got a couple that I bought still that are great. You could buy Bulgarian for a couple hundred dollars, even better. You could buy Russian for a couple hundred dollars. They're now $500, $600, $700, over $1,000 in some cases because of Clinton's import ban that then expired under Bush. Now they've brought it back by fiat, trying to use regulations outside of law to block them coming in. But we reported on the Pentagon buying millions of the guns last month, just about 18 days ago, right at the end of July. Millions, what it was, almost 4 million AK-47s and SKSs. It's like 3,100,000 AK-47s and then almost another 900,000 SKSs. Kit Daniels wrote about that. Well, Kit Daniels, who just weekly goes and looks at the federal registrar and to see where on the fed.biz site the bids are being put out, they have bought now 600,000 on top of the millions they just bought of the mags with the guns, more mags to dry those up. So this is every few weeks this is going on. They're buying tens of millions of rounds of the 7.6239, and we found purchases last year. And by the way, he looked into this about a month ago when we were getting tips from gun manufacturers and ammo depots, and then I made some phone calls and confirmed that indeed they're not getting the 7.6239 ammo, just like they're not getting all the other NATO rounds, because the Pentagon and Homeland Security will buy whatever anybody can make. Basically, if you can make it, they'll put an order in so big that you can only sell to them for a year, two, 3 years. If you up the size of your factory, they'll go 4 years out. So this is unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen, that they are stockpiling millions and millions and millions and millions of rounds of ammo. That here's the key. The Pentagon, Homeland Security, all these domestic armies now have never used and do not use. And it was hitting me last night. It hit me last night that, wow, I need to sit back and really think about the extremeness of all of this. 7,000 plus giant war wagons, or it's like 2,300 a year in the last 5 years. I don't know. I guess that I keep using a number a couple years old. I guess it's probably, I don't know, what's 2,300 for 5 years? It's over 10,000. The point is that they're buying thousands and thousands of giant new armored vehicles. They have used Iraq and other wars like Afghanistan on record, MIT and the Pentagon admit this, to battle harden the military for domestic operations against the American people. Some years they buy 2,300 of these vehicles. Other years it's 2,700. The point is that the Bradley fighting vehicles are being pre-deployed all over the country. Abrams are being pre-deployed around the country. Warrior fighting vehicles are being pre-deployed around the country. And then I read yesterday out of the New Hampshire newspapers where the police chiefs are getting Homeland Security grants, and in the grants it says, for combat with sovereign citizens, militia, and the Tea Party. And the Army War College came out last year. We reported on it. Washington Times, to their credit, picked up on it. They had the image of a flag with a teapot on it with bullet holes in it. And the headline that Pentagon prepares for war with Tea Party. Let's show TV viewers that. Radio listeners can just look it up. And I know I harp on this. It's just, wow. It's unconstitutional. It's illegal. It's historically incredibly dangerous. It's incredibly obvious. And they're trying to train the cops to have this arrogant bearing towards the public. They've got face scanning and license plate scanning cameras going up everywhere. All the official training manuals for police say it's for gun owners, returning veterans, conservatives, libertarians in the fetters. I mean, this is open treason. And now they're saying every rodeo clown in Missouri's got to take $300 to $500 to $1,000, depending on who you go to, mandated federal classes in sensitivity, or you'll be fined through the state by the feds. I mean, it's just authoritarianism because one guy wore an Obama mask. I mean, it's like North Korea or something. Talk bad about Kim Jong-un or his stupid daddy or his stupid father, you know, grandpa, the hereditary dictator. And you disappear. I mean, that's what we're getting close to here. They run TV ads put out by the police in Missouri. We've played these here. Going, if you talk bad about Obama, we're going to arrest you. Is that clear? We decide what isn't true, or we decide what's in, not respectful. You will respect your dictator. I mean, even the Russian newspapers, I've got articles here today, are going, man, America is like the old Soviet Union. What is going on here? And I'll tell you what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. We've got authoritarians trying to take over, and most of the Republican leadership, like Lindsey Graham and Karl Rove and all the rest of them, are lined up behind it because they're part of the very same foreign banking takeover. They're just going to use leftist ideology as the cutting-edge front of this takeover. And that's why they get up on MSNBC and say, Alex Jones, but not just him, he's the prophet of the libertarians that carried out the Boston bombing. Think about that. Now the Tsarnaev brothers, Zohar and Tamerlan, are libertarians. Not only are they convicted, even though they're obvious patsies, killed one, killed their friends, shot up the other, he's pled not guilty, on the news they say he did it, But now we did it. See, we're the enemy, folks. And that's why they're on the news saying it should be illegal to criticize this government. Because this government is illegitimate and is occupied. And this is not a game. It's not a joke. And they want to start a civil war in this country, stage false flags and blame it on us, and they're preparing for war. Now we can lay down and die or stand up.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, folks, Alex Jones here back live. Thank you for joining us on this Friday worldwide broadcast. I think what I'm trying to get across to everybody is that I have a sense of urgency like I've never had, a sense of foreboding, but also an optimistic sense of human potential and destiny in all of us to really shine in these dark times that we've entered. Because this is a great awakening that's happening right now. And just because the globalists have control of the central banks, just because they have control of the corrupt federal government, just because they have control of the centralized military, does not mean they have control of the hearts and the minds of the people. Congress has a 10% approval rating. Obama, with his supporters, has what, like a 45% approval rate on many fronts and is hemorrhaging out. And it doesn't matter. Most of Obama's supporters are literally jellyfish that can't even tie their shoelaces, or fake intellectuals that think they know everything because they're part of the Democratic Party. You've got a lot of useful idiot Republicans as well, but at least the Republicans put out some common sense anti-collectivist rhetoric. But it is a fact on record that the Pentagon is training 24/7 with PSYOP divisions in every major city to take over America. And this is what I want to say right now before I get into what's happening in Egypt and how that ties into America and what's happening with the stock market and the world economy and how this isn't a preparation for a collapse, and so they're gearing up with a police state. They have engineered the collapse, well, but will behave like they're trying to stop it. But I want to get to a point here. We were up here at about 10:30 last night working on Obama Deception 2. And Darren McBreen said, man, I just watched a documentary, a British documentary that came out decades ago on BBC about how Hitler, 6-7 years before the Battle of Britain started, before World War II even started. And he said, it's incredible. They went in, they invited the police chiefs and members of parliament, you name it, over to Germany. They wined and dined them, gave them incredible gifts, hired them prostitutes, got them drunk. And then later came out that the Nazis were planning to, once they'd taken over England, come to all the police chiefs and people and say, hey, we like you. We want to keep you in place, and we're going to double your salary. But here's a list of people we want you to go pick up and bring to us to kill. And some of them, by the way, we want you to kill in their homes and, by the way, kill their families. Now, this is, by the way, a standard takeover operation. And the Germans actually did this, and I've talked about this ad nauseum because it's so important, with the French. For the, again, 7 years before World War II started, when Hitler got into power, they were full tilt bringing in the French that agreed with some of their policies and ideas, buying them off, giving them, you know, massive payoffs. The best, you know, the cream of German women were told, you must go be sex servants to these people for the Reich. These weren't women that were prostitutes, folks. These were, you know, members of some of the most powerful families were told, we need you to do this to go infiltrate. The Kennedy brothers, two of the Kennedy brothers were under the control of a German sex operative. That's been declassified. They had them over here as well. They'd taken over a lot of the general staff over here doing that. And we're going to have the coup d'etat. But then Smedley Butler, they tried to hire him. He turned around and stopped it. See, people just don't know all this. So the reason I raise the whole Nazi issue is our government that's been occupied by the globalists for decades completely went and paid off the Iraqi generals before the 1991 attack. And they totally paid them off to stand down in the 2003 attack, and that's been admitted. They paid off 9 out of 10 of their generals, and then they stood down. And then it was just Iranian and other groups fighting for control of Iraq that actually resisted. Okay, and that's on record as well. So you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that what you see with the troops on the streets and the checkpoints and the Army PSYOPs is here in Indiana, or Army PSYOPs is here in Austin, you know, for a drill, behind the scenes, they walk in, the police chiefs, in the case of San Antonio, I broke this in 1998, look it up in Associated Press, and they brought in $200,000 and said, we just want you to take this to work with Northcom, before Northcom was even officially set up. And the police chief told me, and it came out in the news, they bought off everybody, except the police chief took the money. And then after that, they just corrupt them even more. So what the Nazis did to the French, tried to do to the Brits and what the Pentagon did to Iraq have now been done here. Do you understand that? And the Pentagon is controlled by foreign banks. Now, that's the big secret.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not trying to creep you out when I point out that the federal government itself was taken over by foreign corporate, above the law, diplomatically immune globalist combines run by J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs and others. British royal family are big shareholders in the global combine. Dutch royal family, Rothschilds, Rockefellers. If you go look up the International Carbon Exchange, it's owned by the Rothschilds. If you look up the new plan for $100 trillion in new taxes in the next decade from Davos, snorted like a pig. It's called the Rothschild Plan. I mean, this is the reality. They say dog owners turn into their dogs. One of my French bulldogs snorts like that all the time. I was having a Freudian slip thinking about the Rothschilds. Oh, man. And we sit here and we watch all this unfold. The good news is we know about the program. The good news is we are aware of it. And it's totally illegal. It's totally illegitimate. And people keep saying, but I'm not a bad person. I just go work hard. I'm not going to worry about that. Look, they're going to take your bank account, your pension fund. Things will finally collapse, and they will put you in a forced labor camp. Okay, the globalists will not stop. They have an instinct to drive you into poverty, in their own words, to establish feudalism to control you. They will disarm you if they have their way. They will break up your family. I am at total peace knowing how much danger I'm in. And I don't just say that for theatrical reasons. Folks, I get death threats, serious ones, where they let me know that they know about my travel habits, what I do, and what I just talked about with my wife on the phone. I have been through all sorts of stuff I won't even get into here on air. Believe me, this stuff's real. And you don't have to believe me anymore. It's coming out in the news. The persecution of pro-life groups, the persecutions of libertarians and conservatives, because the Republican Party may be bad and globalist, but the ideas that libertarians and real Tea Partiers carry in their hearts is the antidote to the New World Order. We are antithetical to their program, and I am at total peace. You know, I talked to my dad this morning. He's a smart guy, and he said, no, undoubtedly, they know that half the military listens to you, undoubtedly. They know that, I mean, the Esquire rider was there and would see troops walking down the street and see me and run over. And then it would be the next group would run over. And then, I mean, you know, they actually saw what I see every day. That's in Esquire. I'm not bragging, oh, I'm in Esquire. The point is that I'm not making that up, how popular this show is. One way or another, we reach massive numbers of people, but I may walk by 20 people before somebody stops and talks to me. On average, it's about every five now. I was on the hike and bike trail this morning. It was about every five people stopped and were listeners. But when it's military, it's 50% or more now. And that's got to scare the New World Order. And I keep going back to this. Why does it scare them? Then we're going to our guest. Because I have... And I keep saying this every show because I realize this is the message that's got to get out. This is why they hate me so much. And this is what people need to listen to and understand. We've reverse engineered their plan. We know their plan. The average military person doesn't know why they're told that George Washington's a bad guy, even though he's on the Purple Heart. They don't know why they're taught that families are bad. They don't know why they're told women are going to be in frontline combat. They don't know why... they're told that Tea Partiers are going to be their enemy. They don't know why they're told that gun owners are their enemy and they've got to train to take their guns. They don't know, but they're starting to get it. And I'll say this again. It's because they tune into this show and they hear things that they've already been through and they go, that guy knows what he's talking about. And then they're uncompartmentalized. They're not tuning in and hearing something new. They're tuning in and hearing something they already knew, but I'm simply shaking them going, look at this, look at it. Our collective house is on fire. They're intending for you to do some really bad stuff. What are we going to do about this? And people say, well, what is your answer? Well, states' rights, saying no, people blowing the whistle. I mean, here's a microcosm example, okay? 2001, they give the troops the experimental deadly anthrax shot that doesn't even protect you from the anthrax. And was known to kill people in trials, and it killed thousands of troops, tens of thousands of convulsions. Finally, the Army doctors and Air Force doctors and Marine Corps doctors refused to give the shots anymore. They started court-martialing. It was like 10 doctors in Denver alone at one of the air bases, if memory serves. You can look this up. I had one of them on. And they went and stood before the man and said, this is killing people. I won't be part of it. And the whole thing imploded, and they had to stop giving the shots. Now, that's what I'm talking about right there, is you've got to start saying no, no matter what. What are they scared of? They're scared of whistleblowers. I had Staff Sergeant Biggs on. I showed Wired Magazine. I showed AP where they admit they're putting the troops who aren't even injured on psychotropics, on amnesics, on antipsychotics, and on opiates to addict them to then say that they're mentally ill at the end of their tour and to have that in their medical file. They order them to take it and then take their rights away, trying to screw them up because they hate the veterans. They want to use you now before they get their drones and robots in, their autonomous system, but you're their number one enemy. This is a foreign globalist takeover. First thing a foreign globalist takeover does, or any other takeover in history, is after the brown shirts help bring them in, they're going to wipe you out, or at least take your rights away. And the military's now figuring that out. And I saw comments, it was a minority of comments, but I took a screenshot of it actually this morning. Let me pull it up. And I'll even show TV viewers, and we'll go to our guests, if you can give me a document cam shot on this. Okay, I got it right there. Masters Hakesville says, congrats, Sergeant Biggs. You got your 15 minutes of fame at the cost of your honor. You are an NCO, the backbone of the Army. You're a disgrace to your service and your country. You go follow this guy's background and history. It's obviously another non-commissioned officer. Now, that's the kind of stuff that you see. He comes on and talks about a public program to drug the troops, order them to take drugs and deadly vaccines to screw them up. He talked about how the officers don't have to take the shots and admit they don't, but say you're going to take all these shots and to see all his men get sick. This is what woke him up. He wasn't a listener. And then to see the government drug dealing and all this, and somebody says he's a traitor for admitting the torture, the government drug dealing, the DEA there running the drugs in Afghanistan. He was also in Iraq. Who is Staff Sergeant Biggs? He's a traitor. Not the globalist treating our troops like absolute dog do. No. He's a traitor for talking about it. And see, this is the stuff that tyranny's made of. Oh, you're the backbone. Yeah, you're the people that keep everybody in line under this tyranny. And how dare you have bullet wounds. I mean, you know, I was out water skiing with a guy or water surfing with him, wake surfing to be technical, and, you know, just shrapnel wounds, bullet holes. You can see the bullet holes in his feet. You know, he's got, like, shrapnel in the back of his head, and his hair is turning gray and, like, blast points where the shrapnel is. Never seen anything like that. It's like, boy, that's got to be good for you. He hasn't done enough for the New World Order. He's supposed to let them try to turn him into a drug addict and give him all these deadly vaccines because that's what a patriot does. This is the mind control, ladies and gentlemen, and the psyops. And the system knows that we've broken through into the inner sanctums of the CIA, the Defense Department, all of it. We are the number one show worldwide. Foreign governments listen to the show. That's come out in the London Telegraph. British government, Syrian government, all of it. I mean, I'm not even that smart. I've reverse engineered what they've done, though, and read their own white papers. Anybody could do this. I know the plan. Government people, tune in here to find out what the master plan is, ladies and gentlemen. And it's so simple if you just study history. I read over 100 books on the Nazis, mainline history books, their own declassified Nuremberg stuff with their own manuals, and I go, oh my gosh, Delta Force is buying off police nationwide in a federal covert takeover of local governments. Discovered that, broke that, the AP had to cover it 16 years ago, 15 years ago. I'm not bragging. It's that history repeats itself. Those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. Who said that? Was it Lord Acton? Or did he say power corrupts? Absolute power corrupts absolutely. He said power tends to corrupt is the actual quote. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. We have an absolutely corrupt system. I'm going to go to our guest now, who I appreciate joining us via Skype. And then I'm going to come back in the final segment of this hour and get into mother threatened for feeding babies goat's milk instead of GMO soy formula to have children taken by CPS. That's on the news. When all medical doctors in every history book I've read until just a few decades ago said, give them goat's milk if you can't produce milk. Do you have any idea what's in the regular formula, 70%+ high fructose corn syrup? Do you know about the studies about CC size of the brain? If you don't abuse your child and give them a shriveled zombie brain to serve the New World Order, if you give them goat's milk or Jenny milk from a jackass, from a female donkey, you are going to have your children taken, ladies and gentlemen. One thing that's also good is camel's milk. That wasn't usually available. I mean, this is something I just read in history. But let's go to James Neighbors, overpass.org, overpasses.org. And the next rally is this Saturday, August 17th. They had thousands out around the country. And we need tens of thousands out this Saturday on overpasses or even on the street corner or at your state capitol, wherever you get out there and speak out. And now they're saying, you know, arrest rodeo clowns if they criticize Obama. Use our First Amendment or lose it. Thank you for coming on, sir. It's good to have you with us. Tell folks about what's coming up and you know, any new developments.
Well, here on the 17th, that's Saturday, from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m., we'll be out on the streets, every major metro area across the country. Thousands of us will be out there. We're up to 40,000 people in the movement altogether. We need that to be 10 times that. We need to make the Vietnam War protests look like a Girl Scout camp out in comparison. The fact is, you know, you're right. If we don't stand up now, we're very close. We're teetering on the edge of irreversible tyranny in this country without there being an extreme amount of bloodshed. And that's what we're out there for. We need to wake Congress up so that they'll see what's going on. Those that can do something, those that want to do something about it to stop it. And, you know, just like you said, go to overpasses.org. You can find us on Facebook. And get all the dates and everything, you know, but the locations and everything. We've got three going on just in the small state of Delaware. Those people are great up there. And it's, just every state across the country right now, we've got something going on in at least your biggest city and all over the place, really. But we have got to speak out. We absolutely have got to speak out and get something done. You know, the fact is this movement's growing, and it's getting bigger and bigger every single day. And it's people, just, you know, ordinary people. We are nobody in the movement's anybody special except for the fact we all woke up. And that's all we want everybody else to do is just wake up and speak out before it's too late. Before we can't speak out anymore. You're absolutely right, Alex. History is just replete with times of what's going on right now. The slow stomping out of our rights until eventually anybody that dares speak out is quite simply just killed. And if we don't do something about it now, it's just going, it will get nothing but worse. And how could we live with ourselves knowing that our children, our grandchildren, and who knows how many generations of people will have to live under conditions what I believe will be worse than what the Soviet Union had to put, you know.
Oh, absolutely. It's the very same people running this today. Expanding on this historically, for those that aren't aware of this, the reason Homeland Security, which is the takeover arm of America, we have Marine Corps colonels going public and saying this is the illegal army to absorb and kill the Republic. It's the opposite of Homeland Security, properly Orwellian, that they're prepositioning and getting ready for war because the system is going to push people until you don't have a choice but to physically fight back. So we're trying to stop that from happening peacefully, but as Churchill said, there may come a time when you've got to stand up against an enemy when you have a good chance of winning. But if you wait too long, to paraphrase, it may come when it's, you know, a 50-50 chance, and then may come when it's really tough odds, or it may finally come to where you know you're going to be defeated, but it's better to die on your feet than to be enslaved and basically killed slowly. And so people need to understand there is no choice in this. And I'll tell you something really sad from all the videos and photos I've seen, and it's not overpasses.org. It's what MSNBC and the White House has done. They have said that Tea Party and any resistance to Obama and his agenda is racist. And so I see in the photos it's almost all white people. And I know there have been some black folks and Hispanics and Asians out there, but we need to invite all races, religions, and creeds that are upset about the evil of this government and their front man Obama to come out everywhere for whatever your beef is with this system and to be seen and to be heard. Do you agree, sir?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, race is absolutely, we don't even consider it. It's absolutely the last thing. I mean, we don't care if you're Democrat, Libertarian, Independent, you know, just whatever. It absolutely does not matter. If you love America and you want your children to grow up in a world that you would want to grow up in, or better, you know, I mean, we're always supposed to try to leave our children with a better environment than what we lived in. And if that's what you want, then you've got to step up now. I mean, the fact is, this government is not looking out for the minorities. It's doing the exact opposite. They're doing everything they can to create a permanent peasant class in this nation. You can just look at Obamacare, and that's exactly what it'll do. I mean, the fact that nobody could work more than 29 hours a week, if you think it's hard finding a job now,
it's incredible.
You know what? Yeah, what will it be like? And if you look at unemployment in the you know, especially in the black community right now, Obama has not done them any favors whatsoever, and he has no intention of doing.
Oh
any
no,
favors
that, like you said, the Cloward and Pippin plan is bankrupt them, permanent peasant class where there's no reason to work because you'll get more money if you go on welfare. This is so diabolical. This is slavery, sir. We're going to get you back up next week with an update on what's happened over the weekend. I personally. I'm going to go out with my children in Austin, and I'll show up at one of the events listed on the site. Not sure where yet, but I will join you sometime this Saturday as well in Austin, Texas. Everybody, be there. Be part of this. Overpasses.org will link to it, and your latest press releases up at Infowars.com. And all humans who bleed red blood and don't want to be slaves, now is the time to hit the streets. Now is the time to come out and come together so that the race baiters at the White House and MSNBC and Media Matters and CNN will pull their stinking hair out. James Neighbors, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We'll be right back.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Shh.
and gentlemen, I am now battling tyranny 7 days a week because I know the enemy is moving fast and the enemy knows his time is short. And that means that our time is short as well. History is happening right now. You all feel it in your gut. You know it instinctively. You know it intellectually. I'm going to get into some really important news here in a moment. Then I've got huge news on Assange, WikiLeaks, saying Rand Paul and the libertarians are America's only hope, along with trailblazing alternative media not controlled, like DrudgeReport.com. I could not have said it any better myself. That's the truth. The whole world recognizes what's happening. That's why you've got the Republicans and Democrats coming after the libertarian constitutionalist. Because we're it, folks. We are what made America great. You are what made America great. These basic, simple ideas. Briefly, ladies and gentlemen, you probably tell I'm losing a lot of weight. That's because I've been using the Beyond Tangy Tangerine tube. And it's because I have been taking my pure brown seaweed extract. They have some great brands of it over at InfoWarsHealth.com, discounted with free shipping with promo code that you can enter in there or sign up for free shipping. You can also sign up for $10 and become a distributor and get big discounts. There's a lot of specials. Just you'll find it there on the shopping cart and online catalog at InfoWarsHealth.com. Whether it's for stomach or brain or bone or heart, or for men, or for women, or for your brain, or for you name it, hundreds of the best products out there, the best green foods, InfoWarsHealth.com. You can also call 888-789-9277 if you have any questions or need help signing up online, 888-789-9277. They have the Cell Shield RTQ with the Resveratrol, turmeric root, and other amazing things. I'm really feeling this stuff. As I talked to Dr. Walk, I said, what is most important of these hundreds of products? This is the best turmeric I found out there, and it's got a bunch of other supercharged stuff. I'm going to take it right now from InfoWarsHealth.com. And I do this every day, right at the end of the hour, usually during the break. I forgot to do it, so I said, why not do it on air and plug it? And then the Monophyllin, the best brown pure seaweed at InfoWarsStore.com. They have a lot of great stuff there as well. The Monophyllin is available discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase makes the whole broadcast go around. So two websites to remember, InfoWarsHealth.com and InfoWarsStore.com. You can find all the books and films and the magazine and everything, hundreds and hundreds of powerful info weapons at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, look at these articles. 95-year-old World War II vet murdered by police refusing medical attention now comes out. Houston deputy sues woman who dialed 911. You got to love that for... mother threatened for feeding babies goat milk instead of GMO soy formula. Folks, it's child abuse to feed kids formula. They've had massive deaths all over the world from formula where their brains just shrivel up and they die. The clubber's like, oh, we overdid it. It's too obvious. Add a little protein in there, a little bit of fat. Most formula is over 75% on record sugar or high fructose corn syrup. I mean, these kids are fried. And every medical doctor for hundreds of years on record, look it up, said take goat's milk if your child won't take your milk. And the baby was growing like a weed and they're coming to take it. Here's part of the newscast right here.
Alora Jellerson loves her three-month-old son.
He's a really good baby. He's always happy. He likes to eat.
But what baby Carson eats has caused a lot of trouble for the 17-year-old mother from Brooklyn. When the baby didn't take to breastfeeding, Jellerson started feeding him homemade goat milk.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, he loved it. We put celery juice in it, and he just loves that. And it worked really well.
That's enough. We're going to break. I'm going to play the whole thing later, but it's up on InfoWars.com. If you don't brain damage your child and give them, on average, a massively smaller CC size brain size, if you don't savage them so they're a drooling zombie for us, and you give them a close mammal milk that they can take, that cultures have done for thousands of years, we're going to take them because we're terrorists. We're the filthy, murdering, scumbag, eugenics.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello,
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.